Question, how do I get more residential and commercial clients? We asked for a little clarification and understand that the question is mainly concerned with how to get more landscape clients. So I would first say that there are a lot of fellas that love the landscape business and they really like everything about landscape, but they don't get excited about the maintenance business. And I understand. But one of the great things about maintenance is that it adds a level of reoccurring, dependable revenue that you can count on to hopefully cover some of your fixed costs and some of your fixed expenses. Another great thing about the maintenance business is by building up a good clientele on the maintenance side of the business, it really gives you a group of clients to sell landscape business back into. So from the standpoint of acquiring more landscape clients, I really like what maintenance delivers. Maintenance sets you up to be able to sell a lot of additional services to your clients, one of which is landscape. So if you're solely focused on landscape, then you run into the dilemma of how do you get the landscape clients. I actually think the easiest way, if you're solely focused on landscape, is to really go partner with maintenance companies, partner with pool companies, fencing companies. I would build a list of vendors that you want to work with, of a networking list, I guess you would say. Vendors is probably not the right word, a networking list. So that would be a list of who are the pool companies, who are the lawn care maintenance companies, who are the fencing companies. Something else to think about is, if you're going to sell landscaping services, who was it that they just bought something from right before they decided they needed landscaping? Pools are a perfect example. Right before you install, or right after you install pool, what do you need? You need landscaping. You may need your fence rebuilt, repaired, reinstalled. Something needs to happen. So what preceded the need for your service? Whatever it was. So again, back to the pool example. Pool work, pool installation preceded the need, or potentially preceded the need for landscape installation. So identify all those that sell to the clients that you want a service that will be provided prior to them needing yours. Go develop a relationship with them. Get them to market to their clients on your behalf. JV with them or joint venture with them so that they bring you in on the deal, or you're part of the design process so that you get the work after they build the pool. It's a great way to think about how to get additional businesses. How can you tag on or hang on to somebody else's service that they're providing to the very client you want? So I think the networking is one of the very, very most powerful ways you can go about getting landscape-specific business. Nurseries, pool companies, tree companies. I've already mentioned the list, but that's a very, very powerful strategy. So once you work on that, consider also being in the maintenance business to build a stable business and a group of clients you can sell back into. Next, you need to do marketing. And landscape is very much about it's not quite like lawn mowing or lawn care where there's a predictable time in which they're going to need it. They're going to need that service in spring and they're going to need it at some point into the fall. It's not quite as predictable in terms of landscaping because you never know when the potential client's going to want landscaping or have a need for it. And again, that goes back to why networking is so powerful. And so really when it comes to marketing for landscape business, it's about constantly being there, constantly being in front of your potential prospect and being there at the right time so that when they do decide this is for us, they look to you. Your marketing material happens to be in front of them when they finally make the decision, yes, we're going to spend the money. See, I don't believe that you're going to send out marketing and create the need. I don't believe that you're going to be able to market to a neighborhood over and over again and convince somebody they should drop $5,000 or $10,000 or $20,000. You may be able to, but odds are it's not going to happen. So the easier sell is to be there when the need presents itself, when they're ready to buy landscaping. That's the key. That's why repetition in marketing is so important. All this is true in maintenance as well, but especially true in landscaping. So I really think the strategy of direct response or direct mail into a home is valuable. You should test it. But I also think the other side of marketing is you need to be where clients might go look for landscaping services or ideas. So where would they go if they wanted to look for ideas on what their landscape should look at? So when they're considering landscaping, what are they looking for? What are they looking at? Are they buying a certain magazine? Are they subscribing to a certain local publication? Are they going to a nursery? Where are they going? What are they doing? Again, back to that same thing like networking. Where are they going? What are they doing? What's happening? What are they evaluating? Where do you interject yourself? So it may be, again, interjecting yourself as tagging along with someone that's selling pools or some type of service to them. Or it may be interjecting yourself into advertising in a magazine that a lot of homeowners might, or commercial, especially homeowners might buy to get ideas. So those are some of the mindsets that you want to have. And I realize it all costs money and it takes research, but that's how you start to build a business, a landscaping business. Again, all of this is true for maintenance. So I don't think something like door hangers, I don't think you're going to find those to be as valuable when trying to build a landscape business. I honestly don't think walking door-to-door knocking on the door is going to be as valuable when trying to build a landscaping-only business. All that works well in maintenance. I think it's a bit different when you're talking about landscaping. So I think you need to look at it from a different angle. How can you get free publicity? How can you be in the right areas from a marketing standpoint? Who can you network? Things of that sort. So that's the kind of stuff you want to be thinking about. I think the single most important strategy is to tag on to those that are selling services to your clients right before they might need you. And then clearly referrals. You've got to really work the referrals. You've got to get the clients you've done landscaping jobs for to refer you to their friends. I would not discount marketing on the streets where you've done a landscaping job, putting a sign out front. So for instance, what I mean by that, just like maybe, I don't know if you've ever seen such a scenario, but I've seen house painters do it, and it's smart, and that is, they might be painting a house, they'll put a sign out front, and then I've only seen one actually ever do this, and they market it to everyone on the street. We do that in the lawn care maintenance business as well. If we get a new account, we usually announce it to the street. Well, I think there's wisdom in doing the same thing for landscaping. If you're doing a landscape job for a client, put a sign out front and announce it to all the neighbors on the street that you're doing a landscaping job, and run some kind of promotion. Create some call to action, some deadline, some very compelling offer that might get another neighbor on that street to go ahead and move forward with a landscaping estimate. I'm not saying it's going to work every time you market. A lot of times you're going to market the street and you're going to get no response whatsoever. But if the marketing jobs are of the right size and if there's enough profit in it, you can afford to do this over and over again. And every so often it's going to hit and you're going to get another job. And slowly over time, through referrals and networking and all these different means of marketing, you start to gain some traction and volume and your leads start to pick up and increase in speed. So those are the kind of things I'd be looking for. Those are the kind of things I'd be thinking about in trying to build a landscape-only business. Clearly, last thing, if you're marketing and you're in the maintenance business as well, you can market that service to all those clients, but you can also incorporate landscaping into your marketing. So you may hit, a prospect that's not so much interested in maintenance, but they're interested in landscaping, and they call you off of your marketing piece for maintenance. So we see that all the time in our business. We get a lot of calls for landscaping and when we're marketing for maintenance, and we're not even promoting landscaping, and they assume that we provide that service and they call us. So good luck. Thank you.